This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver has approved more than $7 million in relief funds for those affected by the coronavirus pandemic. The Denver City Council okayed the money for local businesses, nonprofits, and out-of-work residents who have fallen through the cracks of state and federal unemployment programs. Grants for businesses and nonprofits will be dispersed through the Mile High United Way. $750,000 was set aside for unemployed workers who can't get benefits because of their immigration or worker status. More than $5 million in federal grants for public safety held up by the Trump administration has been granted for Colorado. That funding will go to police, district attorneys, and courts. President Trump put a hold on the money because of what he called Colorado's sanctuary policies, saying he disagreed with the state's relationships with ICE and immigration enforcement. State officials sued last year, and a judge has ruled the federal government's holding up the money was unconstitutional. Some National Hockey League training facilities reopened yesterday, but the Colorado Avalanche will wait to hold voluntary workouts until later this week. The Denver Post reports the Avalanche may start workouts tomorrow or Thursday. Some players have been skating at Denver area rinks already. Official training camps start July 10th at the earliest. The Avs will compete in a 2014 playoff later this summer. Colorado's high country woke up to snow this morning, and rain has been falling early today around Metro Denver and along the Front Range. All of that should be clearing up through the day for sunny and warmer weather tomorrow and into the weekend. This is CPR News.